Blog Talk Radio.
Favorite co-host, this is Jake Johnson. I'm here with my two co-hosts in limbo, Earl Pope, you know, been BPL for the afternoon, an afternoon shift, and couldn't be here as of lately. But, you know, he's still with us in heart and spirit. He's still my co-host. And then we have an entirely new co-host, but you're going to love and appreciate this person. Yvonne Dolby, we call her Becky, and I just had to send her an extenuating apology because an inappropriate comment that I made, that I'm still not too big to be challenged to and be subject to humility myself. And so, Becky, if you're there, you know, again, I'm going to extend my sincere apologies. You know, this is me, and I just have to do that. Entirely inappropriate, you know. I'm broadcasting on the air, and I really can't talk, but if you have a comment that you wish to make, dial 646-668-8573, and I'm certainly willing to accept any calls. The general public and my listening audience ran to go. Thank you for tuning in again. I just want to say a few things before we do that, because I believe that Becky's going to call in and give her comments, and I'm certainly welcome that, and I know that their listening audience is certainly waiting for you to call. She's in a position now where she's obviously can't really attend in person, but we have it situated so as far as she's concerned that we can listen to her broadcast from wherever she is. So, Becky, if you can get to the telephone, feel free to do so. I imagine that you all are familiar with the tragedy of Lynx, where the people were assassinated, if you would, at the church. And when I say assassinated, because not only was the people destroyed, but the credibility of the church itself in terms of our believing that whoever enters through the doors of our churches are people of humility and people expecting a blessing, and those who would certainly like to have some type of a salvation and miracles to come into his or her life. We don't know the circumstances, or at least I haven't heard, you know, that. They tell me that one of them Bush people said that we don't know if this was a hate crime or not. Well, whatever you consider as a hate crime doesn't necessarily mean that you hate a nation of people to hate a few people. You don't have to hate a whole world to hate a few. Hate is hate, and there's no different ways to spell it. H-A-T-E. And in this instance, you can spell it with a capital H, but it's still hate wherever it goes. And for all practical purposes, if you don't think, Mr. Bush, that it was a hate crime, you go to those people yourself and stand in the midst of them and tell them just what you told the news media. You just go stand behind the mic, but stand behind yourself and tell them. I'm challenging you that. You know, I would certainly like to be there myself if you would have that audacity to stand in front of people and say that you don't believe that it was a hate crime, you know. But in any event, you know, our salutations go out to the entire family, the congregation, and the character and essence of the Christianity community at large. You know, see, that's our problem. See, I had to occasion myself to go by, I think it's 7th and 8th Street in Northwest Washington, D.C. The reason I heard, I guess you can go down there and hear for yourself, a person speaking over the loudspeaker, I don't know who he represents, but he was speaking against Christianity in terms of telling the this is what we do and what we allow to happen, and that Islam didn't do that. But, I have to beg the difference. First of all, because you never knew what nationality or religion that this person might have been. It hadn't been established what he was or isn't. So you don't know if he represented whom or whatever. And more importantly, you know, if you've been incarcerated with me, you'll find that you've had people there from all religious persuasions incarcerated for all types of charges, including Islam or the Muslim, you know, religion. So don't have the audacity to stand out in the public and broadcast that Muslims don't do that. But I'll challenge you and anybody else to say that that's not true. And then if you believe that Abraham was the original, your original father, which I've heard Muslims say, then you know that when they kidnapped his nephew, if you read the Bible, when they kidnapped his nephew, he left with the I think 517 warriors and went out and got his nephew back. And I don't think he went out with an olive branch. He went out with a sword and brought him back. And so to think or to give the impression that Muslims don't kill, I think that was a bad way to make your presentation to the public. But in any event, God bless you. And especially those people who still wondering just what all of that was all about. You know, you certainly for whatever persuasion a person may be or may not be, the destruction of 9 lives and countless of others who affected by that entourage of onslaught is incomprehensible. And so I just want to say that to all those people out there, a nation in prison, may God have mercy. Let me take a moment out to pray homage to our that's terrible. But anyway, let me pay some bills, if you would. If you have a comment, you know, give me a call, if you would. It's 646-668-8692. 8573. Certainly appreciate your call. Certainly appreciate your attentiveness and your loyalty and listening to me. You have to know and believe that I'm still human and I'm subject to make mistakes. I'm still kind of disturbed about, just a old cliche that people have. And one of the bad habits I'm still subject to that I need to get rid of, that I just made a comment that was inappropriate. But let me just say this, for people that need insurance, I'm asking you to call Ms. Andrea Ryder at 6103 Baltimore Avenue in Riverdale, Maryland. That's Rhode Island Avenue in D.C., extended over to when you cross Eastern Avenue, it turns to Baltimore Avenue. She's at 301-779-81. Who's listening to me? I'm thinking about my phone number. 779-1120. That's Ms. Andrea Riley. And if you need any type of insurance, renters insurance, auto indemnity, housing insurance, furniture insurance, whatever type of insurance that you need, and whatever type of coverage that you desire to have, I'm telling you some good stuff. These people at Allstate Insurance Company, yes, this is Jay from Allstate, if you would. I don't have no khakis on. You won't see me with any on, but I'm this Jay. And it wouldn't be a good idea to call me 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning either. People would be wondering why would you be calling me? But Ms. Riley, you certainly can call her at 301-779-1120. Any type of auto insurance, housing insurance, personal insurance, family insurance, group insurance, whatever type of coverage that you might need, I will guarantee you that Ms. Riley, Andre Riley at Allstate can be of some type of assistance to you. So give her a call if you would, 301-779-1120. I'm certainly she can appreciate your thoughts. She can certainly appreciate your business. And she's a black entrepreneur that is really benefiting and helping our community. So if you would, please give her a call. Thank you. I appreciate you. And look. If while driving up there, you might stop by Smoke's detailing up there. He's at 1021 on Blaisdell Road in Northeast Washington, D.C. $2 discount for all seniors. That's a rare thing. You don't hear that broadcast. $2 discount, special discount. If you will, for senior citizens at 1021 Blaisdell Road, Northeast Washington, D.C. No, look. They broadcast and they advertise that they will pick up your vehicle, wash it, clean it, shine it, and return it for $5. All you have to do is just sit on and pay them when they get back. And then they have a price list that you'd be amazed at. Small car, small truck, large car, large truck. Vans, minivans, limos, they do some shampoo service and they special service. They steam engine and bucket and all that for you. They give you the complete package at Smokes, they open all year round, if you will. And so, if you want to, he says, if you want to shine, keep smoking mine. And so give Smoke a call, if you will, 202-396-1275. I'm certain that they're waiting on your call, and give him a call if you will. That Smokes all year round, hand car wash, detail. No machine stuff outside your car at no time, for no reason at all. Want to go a little further if you would. Thank you, Smoke, for generous offer of $2 discount to the seniors. The first few people, I've never heard of a car wash that give a special discount to seniors. So, kudos and a tip my hat to you, smoking, you know, your loyal workers out there. They're there when you're not. Because I've been trying to run you down for the past 3 months, and I haven't seen you once or twice. But you have some loyal workers to let you know that this type of work can be done with goodness and badness while you're not present. And let me just say this too. While you wait for your car wash, want to get yourself a nice meal, try Hearts and Dickens. They got one at 12 and 8th Street in Northeast Washington, D.C. You've been there. And you know the food is excellent. Always the service is good. And the quality of service that you get is going to be second to none. And it's always been there for the last 30 years. And you know that you can depend on good quality food and good tasting food there. And you get what you pay for. But there's also Hearts and Dickens, too. They're at 6912 4th Street Northwest. That's up there right next to the Dakota Station. Of Tacoma Station. And Ramona and Bianca up there, look. They say that one bite and you hook. I know, buddy, that they have a menu up there that's 7 to 9. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about they got some bread pudding up there that I try to get me 3 helpers every time I go. I don't know what they put in there. Don't ask. All I do is put more into my mouth and my stomach because it's what they call finger licking good, delicious. And what it called for, more. So that's at 6912 4th Street Northwest, Hearts and Dickens 2. Go up and see Ramona and Bianca. Tell them Jake Jensen. Tell them what happened. They open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. And you, as a matter of fact, you can get him a call if you would. 202-248-4265. Give him a call. Have your order set up and ready when you get there. Pick up right away. And I want to take this time out to let you know that this broadcast is made possible by Generation by Faith under the direction of District Elder Darrell Lewis. And this is a direct derivative from the Family Fellowship Community Church here at 2026 on Merlin Avenue. Look, every Sunday at 11 o'clock, you can hear the best word that you could get from God, but more importantly, you receive it directly from God, from the man of God who look, has the intelligence and the gift of God that he would amaze you. Sometimes it amazes him that God would have that much credibility and sensitivity and trust in him to know that he's a man after his own heart. So, look, at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the Bible study, that if you don't hurry up and get here about 7:15 or 7:20, you're not going to get a seat. That's just at Bible study. That's at 7 o'clock every Tuesday at 2026 Maryland Avenue here at the Hartfield Center. And more importantly, they have a Sunday school at 9:45 each Sunday prior to the hearing of the word. So if you would, come on by, hear the word. And that's our number one deacon, as a matter of fact, that has the Sunday school at 9:45. But when you want to have a divine look, experience with God personally, you get here at Sunday at 11 o'clock or be there for Bible study. I'm just telling you, if you don't be here early, you know, if you don't get a seat, you know, don't roll your eyes at me because I'm going to be the one that's going to tell you, you please have your seat if you will, because it's always standing room only. People love him, and God loves him, and you can feel the inspiration of the experience that God relates to them. So be here if you want to. And that's, they had me running, dancing and jumping up and down. Never before, you know. But when God asks you to move, you know, you move or be moved. And so You know, I just want you to have that experience. That's a testimony that a whole lot of people never see. And look, I'm 7 years old, pretty much, and never had that type of experience before. So just come on out and enjoy the word of the Lord with us. More importantly, enjoy the presence of Jesus Christ. He's going to be there. The Holy Ghost is moving, and he's moving over this place. I want to, this is a guy. I think he's a surprise, stronger to his death. You know, his name is Darryl Lewis, too. You know, he's not preaching, but he's certainly teaching. This horticulture thing is just embedded in him, just as much as the Holy Spirit is embedded in his father. Now, you know how you pass him out. So, right? Listen, all you got to do, if all y'all, anybody that's ride by Bladensburg Road, you can stop anywhere at Dennis. Over at the Days Inn, going down Bladensburg Road, look, just look around. If you can look at the landscaping at Dennis, or if you miss Dennis, if you go a block or two down at the Days Inn, you can't miss. Even if you get ready to go into the bridge, you'll see the quality of the work that these people produce. It's called Go Green, and I'm telling you, they go green, and they are mean. Look, my co-host, Pope, had occasion to try him one time. He said, "Jay, that, you know, every time we advertise something, he said, I go out and try to find out if what we advertising is true. You know, so you know the pastor, and this time I'm not going to do anything, but I don't be able to back up." He said, "Man, look," his wife said, "look, if you don't get him back here in a hurry, you get back." I'm telling you some good stuff. People, you know, that. You do spring cleaning and you want to set up your house to look good because, you know, during the wintertime, the wear and tear of hurricanes and snowstorms and all that kind of ice and that type of stuff, you give a wear and tear on your paint in your house. You know what I'm saying? And tear up your outside of it and leave your trees, lightning striking your trees and killing your plants and all that type of stuff. They are here to clean up. It's called Go Green, and they are me. So, there's a few things that they do. They do mulching, they sawing, and they do seeding. They plant and they prune. They put perennial cutbacks. They do light lawn mower. Look, you just have to try these people. They're strawberry fertilization and disease and especially people. I'm telling you some good stuff. You have to go by and see what they do. Or if I give them a call, you know, ask the Lord down, you know, I can tell you and that, and tell you, you can tell them. You can tell them that Jay Johnson told you to call. You know, 240-370-1789 or 202-396-1179. And you can call for a free estimate. Tell them what you want, what how big your yard is, and trees and all the shrubs and whatever that you might have, and they're going to give you a free estimate and a good estimate. Trust me, they ain't trying to break nobody. So if you would, go green, come up down if you would, and then they have a little training program. You know, I told you they're teaching in there, so if interested in horticulture, you know, I don't know if it has. Instructional classes out there, I know they have on-the-job training. I do know that. And you can go there and be trained for that type of stuff. So if you like horticulture, you like working with grass and trees and shrubbery and roses and that type of stuff, you know, that is the place to be. Because we got some people that deal with shrubbery, flowers, and all that type of stuff right here. You know, we deal with India's flowers creation. That's Miss India Gibson, if you would. And she's at 202-658-1553. Look, you want your place decorated in flowers and inside. for any type of activity or situation like that. You know, this is June. And this is the month where we do proms and birthdays and marriages and a lot of stuff. A lot of people have high-heeled shoes on for the first time. You know, most of the youngsters have been wearing tennis all their life. So with these proms and graduation things coming up, people start, you know, they put on these high-heeled shoes, they get the limousine service and all that. Look, this young lady can set you up. I'm telling you, she set up an invitation around here, and people are still talking about it. She does everything in the flow of creation. You would not be dissatisfied with the product that she produces, and you would have compliments. I'm telling you, from the day of your presentation to the next time you have an anniversary, people be talking about how good your place looks today. Give India a call, if you would. She's India Gibson. It's called India's Flower Creation. She's at 202-658-1553. I challenge you to give her a call. And look, man, there's another young lady. Her name is Kendra Lewis. Yes, that's right. Pastor Lewis. Jewel Thorpe. They call her the guru. Look, if you think about seeing a young lady with, I'm telling you, prosperity in her eyes, she has it, and she has it with a capital P. She does wonderful work. I'm telling you, she sets up people at the biggest hotel in Washington, D.C. He's been there setting up people for all type of meetings, balls, or activities, whatever you want to have. She can set it up for you. And not only that, she is a dynamic host. She's called the House of Arts, and that's her name spelled backwards. But I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied. And she has a dynamic director, and her name is Brittany South. So if you would, you can give them a call, if you would, at 301-433-3445. I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied with Kendra's creations. I'm telling you, she really can set you up. Birthday parties, house parties, meetings, anniversaries, whatever you desire to have, business meetings, I'm telling you, and then she can host it for you. Dynamic and very intelligent young lady. And pretty too. So, you know, give her a call. Then her little brother, Danny Dion, there's a little youngster that, if you have a problem with, a lot of people can't manage their money. One is, the time you look around, the phone bill is due, or the light bill is due, the gas bill is due, the electric bill is due, the rent is due, the car note is due, the insurance is due, and you look at it, more bills coming in than money. And so you wanted to know how you can manage this and manage to pay these bills and get it done all in succession and be on time every month. Look, give Dion a call where you were, this youngster can do this, set you up. Let me tell you something. And I guarantee you won't be late again. And you have money left to get a cup of coffee and a donut. Instead of wondering where you will get your next meal from, you have some leftovers. So if you would, give Dion a call, if you would, 202-390-9984. I challenge you to give this youngster a call. Man, I'm telling you, you will not be dissatisfied with what he can do in terms of helping you manage and get your house in order. All your bills and that type of stuff. Entrepreneur can assist you in future investments. Give him a call. Trust you. Can you identify with mentally and physically challenged people? Just look on Thursdays. Go down Benning Road, if you will. I love it. Go down Benning Road on Thursday and look at all those medically transport vehicles lined up block to block at the chateau every Thursday. And go in there, if you would, and look at these people just having fun. Mentally and physically challenged people every Thursday. No, they ain't getting nothing to drink, not no alcohol. But they got juice, sodas, and whatever, water, and food, dancing, and plenty of fun. You hear me? Plenty of fun. Go by there on Thursday. It's the only club in the district that opens its doors to physically and mentally challenged people. They in wheelchairs, walkers, everything. They in there and they're having fun, and they do this every Thursday. You think about this. Every Thursday. That's like the extension of the open heartedness of Mr. Nut Coleman. His son in there, Ronnie, and his manager, Lulu, they do a wonderful job in extending to the people. So just go by. Do that. Now, what I'm doing now is I'm trying to help my look at some options that they do. Every Wednesday they at the chateau, and you see the seniors there. When I say seniors, that's what we call the day, because, you know, anybody over 30 is a senior to these youngsters out of the day. But you see them young and old, and they're in there how you want them to be. And they're just dancing, having fun. Just dancing and having fun. That's on Wednesday. On Fridays, you can come in there and have fun too. If you get there before 7 o'clock, it's free. Have you, ever thought about just having a night of fun and dancing and relaxation without, you know, the thought of somebody shooting and stabbing and, you know, I took my time talking about this because when you mention chateau, you know, you say, where are them old people at? But when you mention go-go, you say, hell, I ain't thinking about going to go-go. Who does that? You know, so what must you do? Come down and experience the evening of relaxation, dancing. You know, they put you on TV on Wednesday. And you look on Fridays or Breeze Country on Fridays. I think Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays or something is on national TV all over the country. And they get all kind of awards. You see me up there. I'm kicking the leg and doing what I need to do to keep an exercise. But then every Wednesday, 6 to 10, the biggest step on TV. And then come by on Fridays if you will. scripture says get in free. You know, in Ephesians 3, 7:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30, and then again at 12 o'clock, free food. And, you know, no fighting, kicking, and none of that shooting type of stuff. And you always want to be in an atmosphere where you can be certain that you can enjoy yourself after a hard day's work. And, you know, you want to get yourself loose for the weekend. So come on by on Fridays and sell line and do that. You know, because that's what the chateau is all about. That's a tribute to Mr. Nutcombe. Yeah, you know, there's also in line of physical fitness, there's also this dynamic of health and wellness house of miracles, if you will. So that's my man Nate Miner. You know, that's Earl Pope's man. He also said, you got to go with that, man. He said, let's see what's happening. So I had been in there a couple times before, but I didn't know that they had all the presentations that Earl Pope had addressed me with. And I had to go in and talk to Nate myself, and sure enough, they have it. You know, matter of fact, you can get any kind of herb that you want in there. I don't know about the herb that these people got on the streets. I'm just smoking herb. I'm talking about herb for healing, and not only for your sight, but for your might. And the pills and all that type of stuff, they have it for whatever type of illness or shortcomings that you might have in there. They have it. Natural stuff. Not only that, they have a situation in there where they have a steam table in there. It's always standing room only at that food line. That steam table, you can't get no pork chops in there, that ribs in there, that type of stuff in there. But what you can get is going to be beneficial to you and your body and longevity. Your health is very important. It's, you know, the best thing that you can have in terms of having a good, enjoyable life. You certainly know that your health has to be the number one constituent in that line. So if you would, go up and see Nate. And then if you need to rent a room for your conference, if you have a conference and maybe 30 or 40 people or presentations that you want to do, go up and see Nate. You got room for that in there. You know, you'd be surprised. They can sit down and eat, like I said, and enjoy your meal. Man, this is wonderful that we can have these black entrepreneurs in town, right in our own grass, right in our own midst, and we don't normally engage these people like we do. You know what I'm saying? I was down on Bennett Road the other day, not too far from Nate, man. And I was looking right there at 19th and Bennett, that block in there where Sylvia's liquor store is, and Circle 7, all them people. Well, you know, they're not owned by Americans. But the people that you see in there are all people from this community. You know, none of them live in our community. They own them stores. But we patronize them. But I just look at how the security is around that place. There's always police presence around there. They got cameras, a million cameras, just from one end of the store to the other. Out of the street, I'm talking about. You go just right by Bennett Road, by the 19th Bennett Road, and look at Silver Liquor and the Circle 7 store, and look at the cameras situated around there. They not cameras they didn't put in there, but the D.C. government put them in, you know. And then go a block up the street where blacks own something. Cross the street where black own anything. And see if you see any cameras situated over there. You know, it is bad, but, you know, I guess that's how we do. And that's how we think. But just, you know, you feel better if you go up there to Nate. You know, there ain't no cameras up there surrounding his store. So we just have to adjust ourselves accordingly. But he's at 402 East Street, Northeast. Ride by it if you would and give them a call. Or you can call the store yourself. And, you know, 202-547-0163 or 0241. Ask me, or you can call the cell if you want personal consultation and ask him some health questions about herbs or something that you can get to help you with your health or situation. Give him a call. His cell phone is 301-213-6999. Call Nate, you know, tell him Jake told you to call, you know, and I'm telling you, he's going to give you advice. He's going to tell you some good health products, some good herbs, and give you a place to hold a consultation, if you would, a special presentation. He's got that room in there. And for that type of stuff, and always present for him to help and assist the community at large. And then, as I said, again, if you want to sit down and eat a good wholesome meal, like I said, you ain't hardly get no pork chops or nothing in there, but you're certainly going to get a good meal, a good wholesome, healthy meal, you know, and it's not going to be a burden on your pocket. So, again, if you would, go by there and see Nate Meyer. Just tell him Jake sent you. He's at 402 8th Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Give him a store call, if you would, 202-547-0163 or 0241. Or if you want to call Nate personally and have a personal consultation with him, his cell phone. He's advertising his cell phone, if you would, at 301-213-6999. Give him a call. Tell him Jake sent you. I certainly would appreciate it, you know. And then if you just want to get yourself in poke jobs or, you know, a meal, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can pretty much get poke jobs here, but you certainly can get a hot dog, and beef dog, and turkey dog, chicken dog, and, you know. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about cousins up there. 849 Upstate Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Formerly, it was Duke, Seafood City, but now it's cousin. And look, you hear me? A derivative from Hawes and Dickens, so you know that it's all in the family. But they have a menu up there that Hawes and Dickens can't boast about. They got wings, whole wings. Fish sandwich, they got fish dinner, they got hot dogs. None of them others will have hot dogs. They got regular hot dogs, they got chicken hot dogs, they got turkey hot dogs, they got beef dogs. You know, they got beef hamburgers, they got fish, robbers, croaker. I mean, look, they got these side orders that you love to have to go with. They got mac and cheese, yams, greens, string beans, potato salad. Rice and gravy, you know, that's my favorite. I love to have me some rice and gravy. And then, you know, like I said, they got everything else included. And then they got cakes, you know, and dip ice cream and donuts. Yeah, I love donuts. I used to catch the Krispy Kreme man all the time and help me. He used to give me a box of them fresh donuts. Love them, love them, love them, love them. You know, so let's go by 849 Upstate Street Northwest. Barbara's there. That's my niece. I love her to death. Matter of fact, I owe $20 too. 849 Upstate Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Give her a call if you would. She's at 202-210-1730. As Barbara, just tell her Jake Cole told you to call. They deliver anytime. Just call her and tell her. They got a wonderful cooker there. I'm telling you some good stuff. So call back cousin, 849 Hudson Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Cousin Kevin, Jake told you to call. One moment, please. So, do that. They got a cook in there, I'm telling you. You're going to love this guy. Name is life. I told you, and I'll say this now, I said then, I said to anybody, this guy is cooking his way to the White House, because he can cook. I don't believe the White House could get him, because Barbara wouldn't turn him loose for nobody. I don't think he leaves her for nobody. But this guy can cook. He gonna tell you, this guy can cook. So if you think about home cooking and get yourself a good cooked home meal, go by 849 Upshur Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Call them if you will, 202-210-1730. Ask for Barbara, and more than likely she's going to have to run. Tell her, get to your call, and that you want to have some of this good home cooking by this guy that Jake boasts about all the time. His name is Larry. And I'm guaranteeing that you'll be back, that you go back, and that you order back, and you order twice as much the next time as you ordered the last time. And that's cool. I'm telling you, that's home cooking at its best, and you can't deny. And if you did, you'd just be in denial. That's some good stuff there. I'm telling you, some good stuff. Good stuff. Through the air, mentoring on the air, because you know a lot of people, you know, don't like to go into these places where, especially, you know, if you have to go to these mentoring groups, because a lot of people don't like to go there because of the city, you know, and I'm gonna go there to. Young black men. Going on, y'all know the foot piece of all. But I've been associated with all of them, even with KGIS, Community Action Group. You know, but now I'm with the Family and Fellowship Community and Nation in Prison. This is where we broadcast, and we look. We don't receive no funds. The government don't give us a dime. You know. But we mentor the same type of people everybody else, you know, just for free. And if you have a something that you want to broadcast about, you have a situation or circumstance or condition that you want to talk about, and you want to talk about on the air all over the country, not just at locally, somebody that have a self-help group that just deal with Southeast or Northeast or a particular area in the city. We go all over the country, you know, through air. And so we broadcast right here. If you got a situation or circumstance or condition that you want to talk about, look, feel free. Call me. You know, you don't have to come in. You can call in 646-668-8573. I'll put you on the air from wherever you are. And you can talk anonymously if you want. Of course, we don't try to disrespect nobody, and we don't try to undermine anybody. You understand what I'm saying? We just talk facts and deliver facts. We talk truth. And we talk like we want to help somebody and bring up a fallen people. We don't disrespect nobody intentionally. And so I challenge you to call. And you have a situation or circumstance or condition that you want to talk about. You know, if you think about you want to commit a crime, you want to do this, go out here and do something wrong, and you think twice about it, give us a call or come by. We at 2026 on Maryland Avenue in Northeast Washington, D.C. at the Patrick Hospital Center. You know, and we here every Monday, but more importantly, if you feel that you miss on Monday, you can come here Tuesday night at 7 o'clock and talk to Pastor Darrell Green. Darrell Lewis and Go Green. And I'm just telling you, we have Bible study during that time. But he'll take time out to talk to you and anybody else if it's something that's of importance, something that's bothering you, and it's going to help you recreate your mind and get you on the right track to become a productive citizen of your community and wanting to be right in your own heart. So give us a call, 646-668-8573, anytime that you feel the urgency to do so. You know, if you know anybody that's been bullied, you know, or a victim of bullying, or that's doing the bullying, give us a call. Or you can get on, like I said, get on the air, you can talk about them and bring them to a flash. Because that's what we're all about. We're against bullying. We don't like bullies. We do not like bullies. And so if you've been bullied and you want to talk about it and you want to have a situation where you can stop people from being bullied and you want to talk about it and you don't think you can reach the people, you can reach them from right here. You come here on 6 o'clock on any Mondays and we're going to go on the air and we're going to talk about it. You know, I usually sign off at 7 o'clock, you know, but I don't have to. I can sign off at 8, you know. But like I said, I try to bring you abreast of things of nature, and I try to reach out to the public to help our black entrepreneurs, just, you know, that's in there. They need help, too. We do crisis intervention also. If you've got a substance abuse problem, you know, people that have the substance abuse problem, we do all of that. You know, we do consultation on all of that. You know, we don't have a drug program, but I'm certain that our consultant, Mr. Darrell Cole, I know without a doubt that he can turn around and find and get you to the people who can put you in a drug program like ASAP. You know, so you know, this is what we're all about. We're about mentoring a fallen community. No particular person, anybody. If you have a problem with your sex, if you think that you're confused about what you want to be or where you're at with your sex life in terms of how I, you know, nobody, I'm certainly not a certified sex consultant. I'm just a human being. But I certainly can bring your mind to a point where you can realize that you're back thinking on the same level again, and that you back can make a good logical and a good choice in terms of where you want to be and how you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I you know, even the pastor, I know that he can give you scriptural lessons that would put you right where you need to be in terms of your thoughts and how you want to be. So, you know, this is a fit-all in terms of consultations. And that's what mentoring is all about, consultation. You know, we try to deliver a good quality mindset. And we want the people to believe that you can get that right here. And as a matter of fact, I guarantee it. And look how long I've been homeless. Never been since I was a pre-teenager had I been home this long. I left at home at 9 years old going into institution and just stopped in 2007. You hear me? When I was 9 years old, I started going in and out of institutions, Junior Village, down Blue Princess, and just stopped in 2007. Well, I really stopped in 2003, committed crimes. But I was released in 2007, hadn't been back since. Ain't thinking about going back. I get irritated sometimes when the Pastor Green over there called me and come over there with some of the guys that are graduating over the jail. You know, she had me come in and tell you the truth. I hadn't been there since I've been with the people of all. You know what I'm saying? I told her, it ain't no bomb for me to keep running out of jail because, you know, I'm the best. It's flashbacks. You know, But I certainly would, you know, to come back if helping somebody. And I like the idea of calling and giving it back. I like the idea of calling and giving it up. Because you don't necessarily have to, you know, that's been to jail to want to help somebody that's been to jail. How can you give back if you've never been to jail? And I had that attitude once before. How can you tell me something about jail and you ain't never been there? You know, people certainly can tell you about something. They don't have to give back to give it up. And so when those people that talk to you in terms of what you can do and what not to do in terms of straightening out your life and your lifestyle, you know, listen to them. You know, and if they tell you something that can make a difference in terms of how you can identify with life and what you do with life, deal with them. You hear me? Deal with them in the sense that you can listen to them and distinguish what is and what's not. You don't have to accept everything he or she will say or tell you to do. You know, a lot of stuff, you know, you might not approve of. And so if you don't approve of it, let it go. You know, let it go. So again, you know, I just want you to give that type of advice, or confrontation, if you would, because that's what we're all about here. You know, I have two wonderful co-hosts, or you the third co-host, that listening audience of mine, that you tune in every Monday and listen to me, you know, over and over again. And look, I'm still in the business of accepting donations because it takes money to operate the thing. And Pastor just been giving me a go a buy because he know I don't have the funds. But you know, I'm asking you all to just send in a donation if you would. Don't have to be a big one, but the tax is in. And you can send it to me. And my business address, 2007 Maryland Avenue Northeast, Suite 102, Washington, D.C., 2002. You know, any type of donation would be accepted. You know what I'm saying? Any type of funds, man, we need funds to keep paying this bill. Pastor just give us a ride. But we haven't been done. We've been in it over a year. But a couple people, you know, will say, well, man, I didn't know that y'all was there was donation, and I didn't know that y'all were taxes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So if you would, you can send it in care of yours truly, Jake Johnson, or James Johnson, if you would. You certainly wouldn't put that on check, Jake Johnson. Put on check, James Johnson. A nation in prison, if you would. We're under the a banner of Generation by Faith. And you can put it in care of a Generation by Faith. And any size donation. You know, any size donation would be richly appreciated. And again, you can come by, if you would, at 2026 Maryland Avenue any Sunday or Tuesday or Monday and get a receipt. If you will, you know, so, you know, to show that it certainly is a tax exempt situation under a Generation by Faith. But I certainly need your assistance. We're in dire need of any type of donation that you might consider giving. So I trust that you heard something that could inspire you to help somebody, you know, to come by if you would. We at the Passion Heart Field Center, you know. And I'll tell you one other thing. We're going to be here on the 30th at 6 o'clock. You know, for all people that have somebody that's incarcerated, you know, we're trying to get this video Scott visiting. Just like you do over there, when you go to jail and visit somebody, you know, well, you can't just jump up and go into Texas or Minnesota or wherever people might be housed across the United States. You know what I'm saying? Like you can jump up and go to jail to see somebody. You know what I'm saying? And you can't get over there no more than twice a week. Well, we're going to do this twice a week here for video visiting, and we're going to try to get it for everybody that's incarcerated from D.C. around this country, young or old, wherever you are. We're going to get these people to set up this video visiting twice a week for anybody that wants to visit. You know what I'm saying? Anybody. You don't have to be on nobody's visiting list. You don't have to have no how many children you can have or how many people that can come to visit. None of that, because we're going to visit right here from D.C., wherever you are across this United States. So I want ask you to get here on the 30th at 6:30 at 2026 Maryland Avenue. 2026 Maryland Avenue. You know. We're going to open up at about 6 o'clock, but we're going to start the meeting probably about 6:15, 6:30. So try to get here. We're going to have the people from the Bureau of Prison, Eleanor Norton Holmes Office, City Council, everybody that my greatest sponsor will be Ms. Kathy Henderson, who does wonderful work for not only Ward 5, D.C., the ANC Commission, but for D.C., period. And so she's very inspirational, and strong and driving me to help create this video vision for our people housing around the United States. So I'm asking you, you know, if you would, come out Thursday, the 30th of June, and be here not later than 6:30, but we start at 6 o'clock at 2026 Northern Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. Come out, help anybody, if you know somebody that's in jail or have somebody in jail, tell them to come on out. We need their endorsement. We need their vote to get the city council to make this thing possible. And it saves you a lot of money. Trust me, it will save you a whole lot of money to have this thing done and put into fruition. So I thank you. I love you. God bless you. And until next morning, live, this is your truly, Jay Johnson, hosting A Nation in Prison. May God have mercy.
How you doing, Jake?